Good morning. Welcome to Bible Meditation on Book of Malachi. Today is Thursday, and this is the last chapter. We're going to look at chapter 3 and 4. So the people were wondering, where is God's promise? We came back from Babylon, and we built the temple, and God promised that He would bless us. Where is it? And here God answered them, God will not bless you. The reason is because they have disobeyed God. They have divorced their wives and married pagan women. They offer defiled sacrifices. They have robbed God of not tithing and offering. And thus, God will not bless them. And here Malachi talks about how God was angry at them because they have robbed God. Especially in the area of tithing. There's two problems with tithing. One is a legalistic of obeying the word of God. The Pharisees, they even tithe mints, thinking that if they tithe, then God will bless them, and that as long as they do their religious things, they will be called righteous. And that's a legalism. The second thing is where you don't tithe at all. You disobey God and you continue to keep whatever you want. And so when Nehemiah came over to Jerusalem, he saw that nobody was tithing. And thus the priest has to go back to their land to earn their living again. And so there is a big problem. Today in our culture, it seems like people are not tithing. Maybe less than 10% of people are tithing in the church these days. Now, you don't hear the word tithing in the New Testament. But God says He wants us to give with joyful heart. Tithing is basically, in my opinion, is the first step of giving. 10%, that's what the word tithe means. It's a 10% of your living, of your labor. Because that's how you honor God. Now, it doesn't have to be 10%. Some people even try to go even 20, 30%. You see, we don't give so that God will pay back to us. The heart, that kind of heart is evil. We give because we are thankful for what God has given to us. I mean, think about it. Who created you? Who gave you the educations? Who opened the door for you to get the jobs? Who have protected you from the enemies? It is all God, isn't it? And let us remember that God doesn't need your offering. Everything belongs to God. Then why do we give to God? Well, because the temple of God, the church building, the ministers cannot function without the love offering from the people. And also, the giving is the way to show that you are thankful to God. It is an act of worship. Because let's say that you don't tithe at all. You don't give any offering to God at all. Then what is that saying to you, to yourself? You're basically saying, I'm not thankful for anything. This is all my work. This is all I did. This is all mine. I don't need to give to God. That's the heart attitude when you don't give. But when you do give, and you say, God, here's 10% of my offering to worship you, to express my thankfulness to you. And thus, may you use this offering for your glory. And so the heart is what God is looking for. The joy of giving. And so the book of Malachi, its people were filled with sin. And I wish the book of Malachi, the last book of Old Testament, ended with joy, ended with people obeying God. But it actually ended with people sinning against God. And for the last 400 years, there was silent. There was no prophet. there was no message from God the last 400 years after the book of Malachi, because perhaps God was grieved with these people. And then finally, there Jesus Christ was born. New hope, new life, and new living for God's people. So the Old Testament is finished, and I'm so thankful for how you have been faithful with us. And starting next week, I will be joining with Alan, finishing the book of Acts with you. And so join with us together as we continue to meditate the Word of God. We'll have a wonderful time with your family, and I will see you next week.